Hello and welcome to the Very Necessary Podcast. Yay!
I don't hear nothing.
You don't hear anything?
It's like roar, 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 roar.
But we hear you.
Okay, now I can hear.
Child, she is having an elderly episode. What y'all call them?
No, it sound like it was like slow dragging, like whoop, 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 whoop.
But we're on air.
I didn't know that.
Okay, we're here.
Okay, hey everybody.
Hey. Child.
Okay, that was weird.
Vaughn was having a senior moment.
No, it was the headphones.
Okay, it's all right. You hear now? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you very well now.
Is your life alert bracelet working?
Don't do me like that. It wasn't me.
Viola Watson.
It wasn't me. Right? It was the engineer.
Okay, Viola Watson.
It was the engineer's products.
Cleotus Waters. Are you Cleotus?
Because it was like warp, warp, warp.
Okay.
Warp, warp, warp.
How y'all doing?
Great.
Y'all not gonna do me like that. Cause I ain't crazy. I'm not
We gonna send her to the doctor. Boy, let me tell
maybe you.
Maybe
you haven't.
I didn't do my intro.
Yeah. Well, Yoshi did.
I did it.
I didn't hear you.
I was sitting right next to you.
But so, I didn't hear you in the mic. I mean the headphones.
Oh, I heard him. Yeah.
But I was sitting right next to you.
Yeah,
sugar.
That's not heard her.
Okay, but see, this is just
even though
we've bypassed that, mm-hmm. and you're still going on about it, Viola. This that senior moment. Can we move on? We ain't got but 30 minutes.
I need you to acknowledge the fact.
I'm not going to acknowledge it.
Mm-mm. Oh, so you're not going to acknowledge my feelings?
I am.
No,
we
you're not.
Acknowledge your feelings. We acknowledge it. It's probably like maybe Perry brain, like you know.
Yeah, I feel some kind of way because I feel like I'm being overlooked.
No, we're not. So this morning, remember I told you this morning I got up and I did not have, I don't know what happened this morning, but I was feeling, I sat on the side of the bed and I was like moving in slow motion. And I was like, oh, hold on. I had to drink me some water. Mm-hmm. I had to get it together and had a little come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it all came together.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that happens.
But that wasn't my fault.
We didn't say it was your fault, ma'am. We gonna do this on air? We gonna waste time with this or we gonna go on with the show?
This might be the show.
All right. So government.
You might forget something.
So now
I don't know.
So now we done had a whole government shutdown in Vaughn's headphones.
Yes.
And in her
head. I don't know why it happened to me.
Okay. We don't know why it happened either.
We don't know either.
Okay. Let's talk about the government shutdown.
I don't know.
All right. What are we going to do?
Well,
that's a good question.
Yeah. Because it's about to be real out here.
It's already real.
It is already real, but I don't. You know, I was telling Sue this morning before you got in the car, a friend of mine asked me, what is the straw? What is your straw? Like, what is your, I'm done, I'm ready to go? She knows what her straw is. And she's asking me, what is your straw? And I'm not numb to what's going on. I'm not oblivious of what's going on. I'm just in a state of like, oh my God, like, is this really going on? Like, I know it is. I'm just in.
So
it's
y'all
not
are,
disbelief. I'm just like
y'all are still getting paid, right?
Yes.
And you're still getting paid,
but that doesn't mean anything.
I know. I get it. So look at the people like myself who are. I'm not getting paid, but I'm still expected to show up to work every day. Now, this is what I will say. They're giving us these resources. If your direct deposit goes to USAA Navy Federal, they're saying that you can apply for these loans. However, a lot of people who I work with, they don't have their direct deposits going to those banks, so they can't get those government shutdown loans. So what do they do in lieu of? Now, because I have managed my money effectively, I have a savings. I always keep a ram in the bush. I have a ways of making alternate money. I was prepared for this. It's not affecting me like it's affecting them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do, but I don't feel like I should have to tap into my savings because I don't know if I'm going to get paid or not.
Life is lifing for real for a lot of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
With this shutdown and without the shutdown.
Right, because people was already living paycheck to paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now when there's no paycheck.
What's even sad for me or gut-wrenching for me is our troops.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no paycheck.
There's no paycheck and you are expecting them to uphold an oath.
Right.
And I'm not saying they're doing this for a paycheck, but everybody knows nothing is done for free.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they have families.
They have, yes. And a lot of people do this for their families.
And a lot of our troops, their spouses do not work.
Don't work.
This, you're about to go into a catastrophic deficit. Right now,
mm-hmm.
We're looking at an all-time high of in-house domestic, all-time high of suicide, all-time high of
crime.
Yes,
because that's what's next. All-time
high of
depression, mental health,
everything.
Mm-hmm.
Over what? Over power,
mm-hmm.
greed,
mm-hmm.
obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
It's not shocking to me. And the reason why I say it's not too shocking for me is because, of course, you all know I'm the one that usually follows the politics,
mm-hmm.
and policy. And so everybody tried to push the Project 2025 mumbo-jumbo, mm-hmm. under the rug and, oh, this is not true, this is not fictional, when indeed it was sitting right there in our laps for, mm-hmm. everyone to read. And mm-hmm. somebody always says, if you want something hidden, put it in a what?
Book.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in black and white.
And so you don't. How it was done... Okay, strategically, we get everybody up in, you know, in uproar about certain things. Of course, it's a civil racial divide. But while there all this is going on, we want the Epstein files open. Okay, yeah, you release MLK and JFK's information. But while all of this is going on, we're not going to vote on a bill. And we know that our Democratic friends, our independent friends are not going to be gung-ho about this bill. So what we're going to do is how we're going to implement everything in 2025, Project 2025, to dismantle the federal government. We're going to shut the government down. And so you all and everybody is sitting here not knowing that they're playing with people's lives. And you want to say, some of it say it's because of healthcare. Some of it say it is because of power. But all this was an agenda that was supposed to be done when he was in office anyway, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
We sat here and a lot of us did not vote. We sat here and some of us felt like he was the better man for the job. And we sat here and some of us felt like a woman is not ready to run the country when she was fully qualified for things. So now what? Like you said, your best friend said, you know, what's your straw? Like, now what? We gotta, being a federal contractor, which I am, even though everybody feels that contractors are getting paid. A lot of contractors just found out they lost their jobs. And it's like, which I felt like the company already has the money, so why can't they continue finishing their jobs? No. If it is instructed by the federal government to say pause contract, it's over. They don't have a job at all. Without severance, without anything, you can walk out the door. Listening in the field, in the position that I am, I have been sitting in meetings, in conferences, in counseling sessions with everybody that you all mentioned that has been affected. Some of them have been heart-wrenching. We have coworkers that cannot get to work because they are definitely living paycheck to paycheck, even though sometimes federal government is paid a little bit more than the, you know, outside. But these people still have the bills because, like we just said, we're still affected by what's been going on with higher cost of things. So people are now sitting here saying, do I pay my mortgage or do I wait and put $50 to $100 of gas in my car just to come up to a job that I'm not going to get paid for?
That's a decision right there.
And that is a decision. Do I get groceries? What about my children's medication? You got troops. You got supports. Mm-hmm. That support the troops and other federal government workers. And you know, and I have to put this clause in there because I did recently learn that some federal workers are still getting paid, mm-hmm, because their funding comes from another entity. Jar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're like, okay, let's do this. Let's make the Democrats make it seem like their fault. And we're just going to go continue to push our agenda. And then as soon as the Democrats fold, they are not going to meet. And this is how I feel. They're not going to meet because if you really wanted to meet, you would have met. But right. You canceled the meeting with the Democrats
right. Prior
to the shutdown. But you met with your people, but you canceled with the Democrats. You didn't want this because this is all a part of the agenda. But what really got to me is Friday when people were learning that they were laid off for 60 days.
With no back pay.
Yeah, they're trying to get that push too. But they're laid off. No, like they don't even have to, they don't need to come to work. They're laid off, meaning they have no jobs for 60 days. But that's probably going to turn permanent if he gets his way. So it's not shocking, but I you know, we knew it was coming. Some way or another, we knew it was coming because every way he tried to cut down these agencies, it wasn't coming. Because every time the courts would come back and say, guess what, you got to rehire. And some of the people he laid off just this past weekend, they got to rescind that letter because guess what, you can't do that to certain positions. So what do we do? Seriously, like it's always good. We've always talked about it. Always have a trade. No, I don't think it's fair either that we are going to have to go into the savings and use monies to, you know, continue out the rest of the month or how long this, because we're on day what, 11, 12, 13?
Yeah.
So it's just like, what can we do now? Because we are here. What can we do now?
But even when you have like the side hustles, like my side hustle is hair massage.
Right.
You know, I have service industry type trades. Right. So if people aren't working.
But your clients.
They're not going to spend their last, mm-mm, you know, on that type of service because they're trying to figure out what they're going to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So that impedes on the service industry workers who are still out here. And if we're going to be all the way real with it,
mm-hmm,
once all of this is over, the relief money, he's not going to offer any of us that.
Mm-mm.
So
I'm praying that he's even, because now he's even sitting there saying that he doesn't, like Vaughn said, he doesn't want to pay. He does not want to give y'all that back pay.
Mm-mm.
He does not. He doesn't. And so my understanding is now he's asking the Pentagon,
mm-hmm,
to find reserve money to pay the troops. Mm-hmm. Nobody else but the troops, which I wholeheartedly believe they should get paid. So, that is true.
So there are two parts of furlough employees. You have the furlough employees who are at home.
Right.
And you have the furlough employees who are accepted employees.
Right.
They are the ones who are essential and who have to be at work. So right. there's no way you cannot pay us. That goes against the fair labor laws.
Right.
There's no way you cannot pay us if we report it to work.
But he's trying to get that change as of now.
He can try.
But
especially for the ones that's sitting at home. Mm-hmm. But see, you sent them home, sir.
Yeah.
But you know who's getting paid?
Congress.
Yes.
And him.
Exactly.
Yes. And the other government workers that get the money from the other funds, jars, reserves.
So y'all not in Congress meeting trying to resolve the issue, but your ass getting paid.
Yeah, because the House majority, the leader has sent them home.
So this is how we can extend their recess. This is how we can refute what you're saying. So you're not going to pay them for being home. But you ain't where the hell you supposed to be.
Right.
And your ass getting paid.
And so you got independents. And let me say this, too. I know it is some Republicans out there that have been there to say, yeah, let's talk about this. So you have the majority independents. You have majority of Democrats sitting there waiting for them to come so we can talk this out. Let's talk this out. Mm-mm. Go home. So they gone. Of course, they're closed Monday. My understanding is they may not be back for the remainder of this week.
Well, what is the reasoning behind it?
Because they don't want to meet. An agenda.
They don't want
to
meet.
And they want the other side to fold so they can push that bill, which is going to cause insurance premiums to go up. Thousands. And I know this for a fact because of where I work. Millions of people are about to lose Medicaid and Medicare for real. And I was in a meeting because, you know, I kept telling you, I said, man, we've been having emergency meetings like it's no joke. So I do know Medicaid, Medicare, thousands upon thousands of people are about to lose Medicaid and Medicare who truly need it.
This is crazy.
You know,
this is
my understanding is more things in this bill that we have not paid much attention to, but I just said maybe probably tomorrow I'll probably read it. So, and it wouldn't shock me if I walk in to work Tuesday and say, hey, we got another bill.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Is this shocking?
No, I just said that. Mm-mm. This is not shocking me.
Did we see this movie already?
That's right. No, what you mean? Did we see this movie already?
We saw this movie about what, 8 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
However long ago it was, he was in office. Didn't we see this?
Uh-huh. But that's movie? What I'm saying. He's but, finishing out.
So
what
I'm gonna be real.
They started.
Like, so to me, the way it kind of comes off.
It's in light speed right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's rapid.
But
it's in a vengeance right now. With a vengeance.
But think about this. And this is me. Like, I've been watching the news all week. I've been, you know. And I almost... We're getting, not us sitting here, as a country, we're getting what we deserve. The man didn't just make it in office on his own. He got voted in.
Right.
By some of the people that he's laid off.
I don't think he got voted in. No, I think he was placed in.
No, I get what you're saying, but votes were tallied. And whether we want to believe conspiracy theories or not, votes were tallied. It was enough. It was close enough for them to swing the pendulum, wasn't it? Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
And I talked to a plethora of black people when they were about to vote, since the vote, who have said they voted for him for an enormous amount of ignorant reasons.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get me my money. We ain't got no money now.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm glad you said ignorant.
I think the ones that didn't vote were the ones that actually put him in.
And then there's those.
Right.
But for some twisted odd reason, they had a way of saying, yo, you know what? This is what I believe. This is how I believe things should be. This is because of this.
And they felt like it was already that he was going to win anyway. It was planted that he was going to win anyway.
Correct. So my one vote doesn't matter when it could have.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this, these next couple of years, I think he's got 2 years or 3 years left, or however long. It's the wake-up call, I think, that it's the wake-up call that we got when Obama was about to run.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's one of those situations that I think that, because I remember, was that 2000? Mm-hmm, when did he get elected? He got elected 2000. Mm-hmm. It was 2000. It was my first year here in South Carolina. And it was I never voted prior to, but I was mm-hmm. in college. And I mean, people was coming, like NAACP had vans coming to yeah. pick people up and take them to the poll. We was going
grassroots. Yeah, grassroots movement.
Yeah, it was yep. just like that. And I think that that's what we're going to end up getting back to come the next vote, because I think people, even the people that voted for him, I think this is
when we came out the George the son George Bush era, mm-hmm. and with that presidency, it was such a bad time. We came out the war. We came mm-hmm. out because he. That was such a bad time during that time. We thought that was a bad time. Mm-hmm.
We ain't seen shit.
We ain't seen shit, right? We thought that was such a bad time. We were looking for, I'm going to say a savior with quotes. We were looking for someone to come and save us from that bad time. Mm-hmm. So that's when Obama ran for presidency. And we were just looking for a fresh air. We were looking for someone to take us from this bad omen, this black cloud that was mm-hmm. raining over us, and we were looking for someone to liberate us. Mm-hmm. That's when Obama ran for presidency, and it was a fresh start when mm-hmm. he ran. And I think after this presidency, the world needs a fresh start.
It's not. I think it's a need, and I think it's a get. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yes,
I think that's exactly what's
a fresh
what's
start
happen.
Because this is fucking ridiculous. Like, this should not have happened.
Because I don't see how you're a member of the military, and you're okay voting for him again.
Listen, you, but
I
they,
don't see
honey,
how you
no,
are
saying.
A woman.
Yeah,
I know, but
saying.
They do.
I don't see how you're human.
Majority.
I've seen video mm-hmm. of like troops, like military
right.
People having to go to food banks.
Yeah, they are.
They have been having to use the food banks because yep. they don't.
Only a person who shares the ideas of that particular person will vote for that person.
Some of some of the remarks was, well, we always have a government shutdown, but the longest shutdowns have been under this same person's mm-hmm. administration. Mm-hmm. Even when it was shut down with President Obama, it was 16 days.
That's it.
We talking about
and
30
was,
plus
and it was
days.
Never, and it was never the troops not getting paid.
Mm-mm. Right.
It was never the troops
and
not getting paid.
And a lot of, yeah, but this one, and just like every, like when I talk to my coworkers, it's like this, it just feels different.
No,
this time
is.
Around, it is. And that's what yeah. they're saying. Mm-hmm. This feeling is different. It is a different, because they don't know. You walk in the next day and they can say, you all can go home. And we're going to send your children to the schools out in the district, in the local community. Then what happens?
And then not only that, but like, how you expect me to still run out here with this gun?
Right.
And,
that part.
And jump out these planes.
Right.
And do all, if something happened to me today.
Right. Right.
What is in place? You see, like, all of this stuff just, and that's why I say I don't think logical people. Now, mm-hmm. I think our issue is, this is our 100% issue. Mm-hmm. My grandmother told me something like this a long time ago. She says, you know what, Yusuf, you know what your problem is? Mm-hmm. You try to apply logic to illogical people.
That's right.
This is an illogical man.
He is not. And
second,
I want people to wake up and see
that.
The
second that people wake up and say, yo, there's something seriously wrong with this dude. Mm-hmm. Nope, I don't think there's anything wrong with him. I think this is completely calculated. I said that the first time that he ran, I said some of the stuff he said, he don't even believe.
He was wild by himself.
Yeah, he's just mm-hmm. doing
he
it.
He was like, oh my God, they believe it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me say this. Oh my gosh, they believe it?
Oh, I could actually become president?
Let me say this right here.
Let me run with it.
Right.
I think whatever would have attached,
he was amazed.
Whatever would have attached itself to him the first time he ran, whatever, would have given him the most money, would have, because that's what I think it all came down to. I think the MAGA people and the people in that diaspora, they were the ones that actually gave him the most amount of contribution, the money and everything else. And I think that's what it comes down to when we are here. Mm-hmm. That's my thought on it. So, I mean, I could be completely wrong, but I think if Black Lives Matter would have came to him and said, hey, here's $2 billion, you know, we want to back you, he'd have been out here singing, niggas, let's go, niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would have been.
I think he kind of saying that with some of them. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's whoever's going to pay. He's a businessman. He's always said that. He's never diverted from saying, I'm a businessman.
Yep.
And so what he's doing is what he thinks is the best business for what? His business, mm-hmm. not nobody else's business. It's what's best for his business.
Oh, man.
It's a little too spicy. We got to wait till the next week to finish off the episode. Well, we got to do a continuation.
Action is my thing, so yes.
Yeah. Well, hold on. What is it called? The Waters. What's her name?
Maxine Waters.
You got to wait till next week. We got to finish this thing off.
Hey,
it's a
you
little
know
too
I'm
much.
With it. You know I'm with it.
Okay, y'all, I'll stay tuned for next week.
All right, we out.